Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Scott Reavy on the line. He's VP of Business Development over at Evolution Healthcare. Scott, welcome to the show.
Hey, Adam. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, man. So I love your topic today, and I think you're going to be really popular with our listeners. So a lot of business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives listening. And the topic for today is how boutique medical management can trim the fat from rising employer costs, and who doesn't want to keep those costs down. But before we get into that, Scott, I do want to go a little bit further into what you're doing over at Evolution Healthcare. Tell us a little bit more about the company, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So Evolution Healthcare started in 2011. We are an emerging carrier in the U.S., and really we are going toe-to-toe against the major names that you normally hear, Blue Cross, United, Cigna, Humana, Aetna, except we've got much more of that boutique medical management feel.
Oh, man. And just so that, and at the end of this show, I'm going to give you an opportunity to leave contact information for our listeners that want to follow up and learn more. But just so that the correct type of employers and companies do follow up, what's the right niche or sweet spot in terms of employers that are typically a good fit for Evolution Healthcare?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, and I think a lot of emerging carriers, a stumbling block is trying to be all things to all groups. We're really going to dial in and be most competitive for employers that have at least 150 employees on the plan. Typically, that's about $70,000 to $80,000 a month in fully insured premium.
That's awesome. And that's why I asked the question, because I know when somebody has their sweet spot, if everybody knows who they are, then the people listening right now that do fall in that category, they're like, oh, we got to call this guy. So, awesome there, Scott. So let's just jump right into today's topic. So, how boutique medical management can trim the fat from rising employer costs. Where do you want to start with that one?
Well, I think the best place to start is to talk about how a claim gets paid. And to talk about how a claim gets paid, the primary part of that message is what gets evaluated versus what does not. You know, if you're looking at Blue Cross, United, Cigna, Humana, Aetna, if you're with one of those carriers and you're a CFO, you've got to sleep at night or try to sleep at night knowing that those carriers are going to automatically be paying 90% of the claims that come through the door without looking at them at all. Mm. However, in the same breath, those same carriers or, for example, CMS that looks at Medicare, those carriers would say that 90% of bills are rife with errors. Now, in healthcare, billing errors almost never, and I'll just rephrase, never lead to lower costs. So what's happening there is carriers have this kind of perverse incentive to automatically pay the bill when they know that it's more expensive than it should be, because they then use what they paid out to justify an increase in premiums the following year. And essentially what you've got there is a whole lot of margin, aka profit, that gets built in by the carriers for what they, you know, air quotes, expect their claims to be. But again, the expected claims are just full of errors, and there's just a lot of meat that gets left on the bone. So what we do is, rather than look, you know, automatically paying 90% of claims to come through, we only automatically pay 60% of claims. Now, for the HR managers out there, this doesn't represent any disruption for the employee, right? There's no delay in delivery of care. There's no interruption there. All that's happening is on the back end, we're saying, hey, you know, we noticed that when this patient went in for an echocardiogram, they actually got charged twice, or they were charged for three attending physicians being in the room. Did that really happen? You know, it's that type of follow-up that can literally cut a claim in half. And when the group is on the hook to pay for a good portion of those claims, that makes all the difference in the world. So when we say boutique medical management, it's really that 30% delta in what we look at makes up just millions and millions of dollars in savings for our members.
And that's crazy because it totally sounds to me almost counterintuitive. But then if you think about it, the fact that they would just pay them and that they're actually, I don't want to use the word happy, but let's just say they're willing to overpay something based off of being able to get charge more because the plan now costs them more so they can justify it to the company. And I'm guessing that there's never like this point where you kind of like just get this voluntary discount because it costs a little bit less. Doesn't really work that way, does it, Scott?
Doesn't really work that way. So all that's a great. So you know, all that the carriers do every year is
Pleasant value of money. So they know that's baked in, and they know what's going to happen going forward. So it's like, sure, we'll make that back many, many folds.
That's it. So that's the first thing that we do is just, you know, we only auto-adjudicate, automatically pay 60% of claims versus 90. And then the second part of, you know, the way we approach, you know, providing new solutions is a lot of that margin, that extra profit that gets built in by the carriers, typically just the same way that interest gets kind of front-loaded when you buy a mortgage, you know, on a home, the margin is typically front loaded on that annual contract. And what I mean by that is in the first 2 months of a contract, claims very likely are not coming through. Even if they were incurred, if you've got, say, a January 1 effective date for group coverage, any claims that go in January and February aren't going to hit until March. There's just a natural lag. Now, if there's no claims coming through, but the employer is still paying that full premium, that full bill, which, you know, $100,000, $200,000 a month, and there's no claims, well, there's the margin, my friend. So what we do is we only charge our low fixed costs, which typically are 30%, 25-30% of what they're used to paying, and claims as they are incurred up to a monthly max. So not only are we not automatically just blindly paying claims with the employer's money, we're carefully going through what is actually coming through the claims wire. But then on top of that, we are not charging the employer for the claim until it is actually incurred and has gone through our specs. So we are, we're truly honoring the fiduciary agreement by protecting their money.
So last question here on this one. So why don't other companies do this? When you say this, it makes total sense. Like, why? Is it just like one of those things where they it's always been done a certain way, they have it baked in, and they're able to do it? Because I feel like most people that are listening to this right now are going to be like, I didn't even know I had this option.
That's such a great question. And really, there's a number of factors here. But if you as recently as the 80s or 90s, you could go to 25 different companies to get major medical coverage. You know, in today's market, it's 4: Blue Cross, United, Cigna, and Aetna. Humana is active in some markets, but really it's kind of a far cry. So there's just 4 players. And those 4 players, they own the prescription benefit managers, they own the networks, they've got the doctor contracts, and they also own, and here's the kicker, they also own the reporting. They own the data. And in the size segment that I am looking to serve, that same data is what would set the group free, right? Because the numbers don't lie. If you dig through the data, you can find where the margin is. But the carriers, Blue Cross, United, Cigna, Aetna, limit the amount of data that these groups can get. So that's another real feather in our cap is the way that we help groups place risk. We put ourselves on the same side of the table as not only the group, but also the group's broker. And the broker is our typical channel for accessing the group. But we provide enhanced reporting, just full disclosure. And because we're not charging the margin, we have no incentive to hide that info.
Wow, that's awesome. So, Scott,
can I explain that
being,
okay?
Oh, no, you explained it amazing. And I think the people that are in that segment that are paying those types of premiums and understand, like, and it makes sense, the data. That's the, to me, I knew there had to be something there because I'm like, you know, business owners cutting these big checks and CFOs and stuff like that. There's some really sharp people out there that don't necessarily know this. So it's not that people are just writing checks because they want to. I think it's because many people don't know there's an alternative, really, to this. So really interesting. And when you said boutique and that you got to kind of, sometimes I'm wary of that word because I'm like, well, what does that mean in this context? But I think you definitely proved your point today, Scott. So that being said, if somebody's listening to this and they want more information on Evolution Healthcare or to connect with you and your team, I mean, what's the best way for them to do that?
The best way to get in touch with me is going to be my direct cell. I'll put that here. It's 615-240-7963. Please feel free to give me a call, drop me a text, or my email is S as in Scott, then Revy, that's R-E-V as in Victor, E-Y, at evolutionhc.com. But again, that's cell phone, 615-240-7963. You know, that's the direct line, you know. Thumb on the pulse. You'll get me there. So that's going to be the best way to get a hold of me.
That's awesome, Scott. Well, hey, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about all the great work that you're doing over at Evolution Healthcare to help employers lower those costs. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review on the Apple iTunes store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Money, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments on the video. I mean, love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Scott, thank you for coming on the show.